afterwards. A major news obsession, this whole story became. So many wild, freaky stories told by the kids about reindeer, killer rabbits, psycho elves, strange cults, drugs in grade school, all the weapons found in a school after the police arrived. Already the school had the biggest number of homicides at any grade school. So much violence that the principal was allowed to kill one student a year without investigation under the zero tolerance policy. So in the end, the authorities just said that Cheesy had done everything and was a dangerous psychopath. She was the youngest girl ever to be given the death penalty. At 10 years old, she was a full 2 years younger than Kelly, Killer Kelly Coy, who killed her own family and then killed 12 strangers with the father's gun. Another controversy was over when she shot a police officer with the last bullet and then was beaten Rodney King style on film for 15 minutes. The mass of scar tissue that got the chair was no longer recognizable as Kelly. Ted Bundle's father had a new school built in the honor of his son. Ted Bundle School opened up 2 years after the ordeal. The old school was turned into a mass tax record storage warehouse. Jake lost a lot of ground after his recovery, and he was never the same. He became a big customer of Chep Hollow and was involved in a underage gay porn prostitution ring at 13. Already addicted to 7 hard drugs and a couple beers on Sunday. He became a big gay porn sensation when he had his penis stump converted into a spare anus and did a series of the threesome full holes filled flicks and even did 4 ounces, 2 in each nostril. Common street dosages of this drug was 35 mg. He did enough to kill a football team. Of course, his tolerance had steadily been building, but many think it was an outright suicide. He had long said that heaven was the place where methotoxicrank was the very air we breathe. Not long after the initial shock of his death, people began having bad opinions about him. In the end, he is vilified and hated. Even the unborn hate him. Oddly enough, one or two suicides on methotoxicrank leave notes saying, "See you there, Jake. Methotoxicrank air, Jake." But for some reason, he always got the coolest presents, cooler even than the rich kids' stuff. Not only that, but more strangers each year would show up on Christmas night to give him presents. It became a tradition until thousands of dollars worth of presents appeared overnight at his door. Chep Hollow had 2 big-time customers. Russell Payton buying rocks of adrenometh, and Jake always wanting bulk supplies of methotoxicrank. The 2 made him enough money to keep his own habit well lubricated and keep his house and such paid up. He was content just to wind himself up all the time, tighter and tighter, and the pleasure measured out till over full until he has to shut. Russell Payton liked to ride the super current, speed current, flow fast, and go, and just keep on, go, and just keep on going. He kept Chep well fed and gorged himself on the profits. He helped keep Chep well fed and gorged on the profits from the three to five jobs he would hold at a time, always awake, always working hard, always wired and feeling grand. 5 years of this he handled pretty well. Then nightmares would shake him awake every time he closed his eyes or did more than blink. This and uglier side effects made him slowly coast down and off the stuff. It took another year and a half to do this. By the time he had dug secret tunnels all over town and he'd built an underground empire. He had stored away 20 years worth of food and enough entertainment to last forever. If he ever needed to get down there, he had a secret way in almost everywhere. Theft was no problem. Off the adrenal meth, Russell had lost interest in working anything but one part-time job. Meanwhile, he could kick back in his sweet home tunnel, peek at girls and masturbate, watch other people's TVs through secret tunnels and holes and mirrors. Weird kid, weird teenager, that's the rules. Choli had a hard teenage life, obsessed with abusive relationships. She followed them all over town and often got beaten. Constant bruising and 10 packs of ciggies a day seemed to fade her, until one day she ended up with a moderately nice guy who at least had an abusive sounding name of Bitch Slap. Choli Slap went on to have 12 children, plus a couple she didn't know about. The high priest of the Easter cult went on to marry Rose and founded a massively popular worship center. After 30,000 joined a cult, they claimed Kansas as their independent country of Easteria. The government responded by sending in troops and bombing the state. After the government had killed 12,000 Easter cultists and 1,000 innocent bystanders, Kansas, the government of Easteria, was toppled and peace was restored. The high priest and priestess were pardoned for all crimes as part of their surrender, but several of their staff were put to death over the next 3 years.